Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Lord's Strength. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Simply wait, I say, on the Lord. Those of us who are parents will no doubt remember the time when our children were tiny. Toddlers are just barely learning to operate on themselves with their own strength and by their own ability. And they would try to show us how strong they were by lifting something that was very insignificant. And if you were like me, you would just show great enthusiasm about how strong they were. But compared to my strength, it was virtually nothing. In the same manner, when we try to compare our strength to the Lord's strength, we realize our strength really is insignificant, hardly able to be measured. That's why it's important that we rely on the Lord and wait upon Him and let Him be the strength that we need in our life. And the question that always arises in my mind is, what am I trying to do by myself and by my own ability that God wants me to put in His hands and allow Him to do? And if you are like me, you'll find that the answer is virtually everything. Trust in the Lord constantly. Rely upon Him continually. Depend upon Him without fail. We know that He will never fail us, no matter how many times we have fallen short of being true to Him. He does not judge us and then condemn us. He's always there like a father, ready to pick up the wayward child, the simple child, the frail child, the child who has great ambitions but lacks the ability to follow through. He loves us, and He waits for us to say, "I can't, Daddy. You do it for me." And God delights in doing for His children what His children ask for Him to do. Ask the Lord right now. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence, give us the courage to strengthen our hearts and ask You to come and supply all of our needs according to Your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Let the power of God be felt as we journey along this pathway that You have given us to walk. Let the words of our mouth and the things that we think about continually be in accordance with Your will. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.